منا، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today concerning some verses in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8. And inshallah, this verse is supposed to be introduction to the coming khutbah, and in actuality this is one of the basics of Islam, and we need to read it and to hear it and to hear it and to understand it and to understand it and try to implement it, because the problem sometimes that we hear with our ear, but we did not hear with our heart, i.e. we don't act upon what we hear. So it's very important that we understand these verses, because these verses is very important in our life. Hearing khutbah, hearing classes, lectures, seminars, reading, and after this, where we stand from what we hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, verse number 20. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون. Allah the Almighty is saying, what the meaning is, oh you believe, obey Allah and His Messenger, and turn not away from him, i.e. the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while you are hearing. And don't be like those who say, we have heard but they hear not. The foundation of our deen is hearing to Allah and hearing to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A total obedience to Allah as well a total obedience to His Messenger, due to the fact that His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak from his own desire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak from his own desire, but it is a revelation comes to him from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed, obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is obedience to Allah, and this obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no difference between obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet, or disobeying Allah or disobeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying how serious it is that a person not listening, obeying the command of Allah and the command of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is saying, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Indeed, the worst kind of creation, دابة, those who walk in the earth, from all what Allah created, the worst of all those who walk, regardless you walk in two or you walk in four, what are the worst kind of living thing walk in the earth? Those who are not adhering to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, the worst of moving living creatures with Allah are the deaf and the dumb who understand not. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala known of any good in them, He would indeed have made them listen. And even if He had made them listen, they would but have turned away with a neglecting to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the importance of listening to Allah and listening to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And please kindly pay attention. And listening does not mean to listen by your ear. As they've been questioned, why do you think Allah gave you two ears? He said, so I can hear from one and take it out from the other. And this is going to be worse than animals. Why? because the animals, they carry commands of Allah. You don't launch your camel and the camel say no. You don't try in the horse and the horse take you and say no. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them submissive and made them for your convenience to carry you. Therefore, when the animals carry the commands of Allah and the human being turn away from the command of Allah, they are in the sight of Allah, animals is better than human being. And of course no one would like to be called an animal. If somebody call you a dog or a donkey, you're going to start a fight because you feel that this is disrespect. He's putting you down. He calling you a dog, he calling you a donkey. You are not ready. But it's so strange that some human beings, they act worse than dogs and worse than animals. Turning away from the command of Allah, turning away from the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make you worse than a donkey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. So the order and the calling for the believers. So when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, you better give it your ear. Give it your mind. Give it your heart. And to try to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you to do. Allah is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. It's a very important point. It's a very important point. Some of you memorize the verse and some of you read it hundreds of times. All you believe, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger. If He invites you, calls in you for whatever makes you life. So without the call of Islam, without living the order of Allah, without living the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are dead or you are in your way to be dead. The real life is that you listen to Allah and listen to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or you believe, answer Allah by obeying His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you to which give you life. You be alive not by the oxygen, not by the food and the water. This is the physical body. But you can have a living physical body and you can have a dead heart inside the body. So it's not going to help. And if your life, if your heart is alive and you are sick and weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen you. It's so amazing that some of those Sahaba, they used to be so slim. So slim. Some of them, when there is wind take place, he will hold a trunk of a tree out of fear that it may knock him down. And those are the people who conquer nations and defeated nations. So it's not the weight of their body, was not the length of their body, was not the strength of their muscles, but they were alive inside. Their heart was full with iman and taqwa of Allah and listening to the order of Allah and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah telling us that our life, that will be alive when we listen to Allah, when we listen to His Messenger. What does this mean, to listen? Listen does not mean that you listen. is not meant, but basically means that Allah make it for you so you can take this information and digest it and understand it. Otherwise it'd be like somebody who eating and throwing up. How are you going to benefit from the food? It doesn't even go to your system. So if you're listening but you're not acting, if you know but you're not adhering to the order, it's a serious problem. فَجِيبُ لِلَّهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. So your ayah is when you listen to Allah, when you obey Allah, when you obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now after this comes a serious warning. Warning from the kuffar, the Christian, the Yahudi. No, because Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ. Oh, who you believe, Allah is talking to the Muslims. Allah is talking to the higher levels, saying, oh, who you believe. And said, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُلُوا بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. If you did not obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty can come between you and your heart. So you could not have even control over your heart. You want to turn to the right way, and you could not turn to the right way. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made partition between you and your ability as a result of disobeying Allah and disobeying His Messenger and turning away when the order has come to you. When the order come to you, you better hasten. You better listen immediately. Look how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to adhere to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in anything of their life. Such a degree the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving khutbah and he had Abdullah ibn Mas'ud coming out from the door or the gate of the mosque. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, sit down. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he saw this, he said him immediately, he said, he said, by Allah, one foot was inside the mosque and one foot was outside. I didn't move and I sat in my spot. Subhanallah. The Prophet is talking in the khutbah and said, sit down. He sat right away. He did not even take one step forward. This is the way how this nation and this community have lived, and this is the way why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them victory over themselves, over the shaitan, over their enemies, over everything, because Allah has supported them. And know that Allah comes between a person and his heart, i.e. he prevents an evil person to decide anything, and verily to him you shall or tuhsharun, you will be gathered. Now, when we see something wrong in our community, in our midst, say, brother, I'm doing good, this is not my problem. This is him, this is her, this is they. No, there is another obligation. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. We have another obligation in addition of adhering to Allah and His Messenger, that when we see something wrong un-Islamically, something bid'ah, some innovation, some disunity, some tabarruj, some haram, anything, that we did not sit and nothing. And even we may go and sit with the people and eat with them. We may even be part of them. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. and fear the fitna, temptation, the trial, the punishment, which affects not in particularly those of you who do wrong. If you do not do anything by trying to correct the evil, and you let things go, you do not even have a word to say about it, you will be part. And when the punishment of Allah comes, it's not going to take the wrongdoer only, will take also the believers. Brothers and sisters, this is the serious ayat in the Quran. This is telling us that we need to listen to Allah, listen to His Prophet. Not to listen to our desire. Not to listen to what we think or what we do in our countries. Or what somebody says and what somebody feels. Brother, this is not my problem. No, it is your problem. You are part. You are part of the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim body. Never being selfish, only thinking about yourself, or your family, or your business. Whatever happened to the Muslim Ummah happened, doesn't matter. That's not right. So we say to our brothers and to our sisters, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Answer the call of Allah and His Messenger. Because Allah, when He calls in you, it's for your own good. And when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you, it's for your own good. الإخوة بارك الله فيكم. إحنا تركنا المكان فوق مفتوح لمن أراد أن يصعد إلى الطابق الثاني. قولوا قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. To some Muslims, when they hear verses like this, we think this is talking about riba and adultery and fornication and stealing and things like this. But obedience of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is required and must. And something that we may look to be a simple thing is not a big deal. And I want to give you simple example. Maybe to me or to you or to some of us, that what's a big deal, brother? Why are you making a big deal about it? People dying in Afghanistan, people dying in Iraq, people, and you're coming to talk about something like grow your beard or shorten your soap, or sister doesn't have a khimar, coming to the mosque. Brother, come on, brother. Be serious. People dying there in Iraq. So what? What I can do about Iraq? What I can do about Afghanistan? I have something here I can do. Tell the people what Allah, what the Prophet said. What is there in Afghanistan and Iraq? We can make dua for them. But how much you can do? So it does not mean because people die in different places that we have to ignore the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look to an incident that it made to you or to me or somebody. It's not a big deal. And a great number of Muslims nowadays do. Observe Muslims when they sit down to eat as a example. Eating with their left hand. And sometimes I excuse, brother, because I'm eating with my right hand, I don't want to dirty the cup. So this is the reason I'm drinking with my left hand. Now somebody goes, look, the Imam has no khutbah coming to talk about drinking with the left hand. What's the big deal, left hand or right hand? I'm eating as this is. Is this not for me to halal? Allah knows best if you eat halal or not. You think you understand you're doing Allah favor that you're eating halal? It's for your own good. But here's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see a man eating with his left hand. So the Prophet said, oh, this is not a big deal. We have the kuffar there that we need to make jihad. We shouldn't be talking about this minor issues now. He said, kul bi yamina. Kul bi yaminik. Now, what we're talking about here is listening. He said, ما أستطيع ما أقدر. Say it with your right hand and say I can't. There is a reality of can't and you really don't want to hear, to be arrogant, to have the pride, sensing like a beast. Why am I going to prostrate to someone you created him from dirt? I've been created from fire. Doesn't matter. Who told you that fire is better than dirt? And let's assume that fire is better than dirt, but Allah is saying prostrate, prostrate, resist. But this is the illness, this is the disease that with Iblis, and to some Muslims they have this arrogance and pride, and they feel boasting, who you are to tell me it was my right hand, and what is the big deal, right hand or left hand? This is not a big deal. People dying in Iraq and you're telling me left hand. Why are you talking to us about the beard? Every understand you think the whole Islam is a beard. It's not. It's not what? What you say, what I say, what Allah said. When the Prophet ﷺ talk about something, means it's revelation. Do you know what this means? The Prophet talk about it. That means Allah Almighty talking about it. Jibreel is coming from the seventh heaven all the way blessed by his old angels. Jibreel coming all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the ground. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going through all the changes to receive wine. It can be one word, it can be a surah, it can be one hadith. But it's revelation. You have to respect it as revelation. You have to respect it as part of the deen. Not to feel arrogant that it's not a big deal. So again, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. This is da'wah from Allah, da'wah to Islam, da'wah to التأدب بأداب الدين والتخلق بأخلاق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون. Don't turn away from Allah while Allah gave you the ability to hear and to understand. So the matter is so serious, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and we have to take this revelation. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. Take this religion seriously. It's not a game. It's not playing. We have to take the matter this serious, and to have to understand to respect the order of Allah and the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, with these verses that from Surah Al-Tawbah, from Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. Oh, you believe, obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't turn away from Him while you are hearing. If you're talking about hijab, if we're talking about unity, if we're talking about usury, if we're talking about tabarruj, whatever that we're talking about, don't turn away from Allah and His Messenger while you are hearing. Otherwise, in the شر الدواب عند الله السم البكم. You don't want to be in the sight of Allah worse than the animal. No one would like this for himself. But when we did not pay attention to the order of Allah, not caring about the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now we had open and exposed ourselves to be worse than donkeys and horses. And we shouldn't be selfish and stand distant from the wrongdoing. The minimum, if we could not change it, that we are not supposed to support it. And if we could not talk about it, at least hate it in your heart. And hating something with your heart does not mean you can be sitting with the people, parting with them, going in a journey and a business with them. You have to have a stand as a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, I apologize about changing the day for the khutbah that I intend to give, due to the fact that I decide, number one, to write letters to all locations and all masajid of Colombia. we, you know, it takes process to have the letter and type and they check, they understand the grammar and all the things and mail. So we try to give a chance to mail the letter as the people receive it. So we did not talk in the absence of people. At least since we're going to talk about things related to other masajid, I think it's fair that we inform them. They can come or they can send a representative. And I will ask you as representative or a person who come in here, if you heard me today, let the imam or the director or the president of whatever organization existing in Columbia, South Carolina, to know that Muhammad Ali is going to give a special khutbah relating about the religious organization and mosques that exist in Columbia, South Carolina, that I have a special message and I'm inviting them to come and hear it. Now, after they hear it, it's between them and Allah. But it's supposed to be the coming Friday, but I'm going to put it for the 10th, inshallah. I think 10th is the Friday. So, inshallah, we're going to try to send these letters by Tuesday. So, give it a chance to reach. Brothers who's in the reception area, we have the room open upstairs in the second floor, if you choose to go upstairs. And inshallah, also due to the fact that I've been scheduled a trip before I go to Hajj for giving a lecture someplace out of town, and they did not have the ability to have the right flight in the right day, so this also was another reason for changing. But inshallah, on the 10th, by the will of Allah, I'll bring you some information that you should be aware about it according to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I close, inshallah, رجاءً من الإخوة السعوديين بعد الغداء ليتفضلوا بالحضور إلى المصلى. أريد أن أجتمع معكم لمدة 10 دقائق أو ربع ساعة إن شاء الله. فإن لم يكن هناك أمر هام يعني يشغلكم فأرجو البقاء بعد الغداء، تتفضلوا بالعودة مرة ثانية إلى المصلى. جزاكم الله خيرا، أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.